Good morning, Symphony Church, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today is the last devotional for our 2 Samuel series. So let's turn to the last chapter, chapter 24, verses 18 to 25. Verse 18. And Gad came that day to David and said to him, "Go up, raise an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite." So David went up at Gad's word as the Lord commanded. And when Arunah looked down, he saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arunah went out and paid homage to the king with his face to the ground. And Arunah said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" David said, "To buy the threshing floor from you in order to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be averted from the people." Then Arunah said to David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seems good to him. Here are the oxen for the burnt offering, and the threshing sledges, and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All this, O king, Arunah gives to the king." And Arunah said to the king, "May the Lord your God accept you." But the king said to Arunah, "No, but I will buy it from you for a price. I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver, and David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord responded to the plea for the land, and the plague was averted from Israel. Amen. What do you think of when you hear the word costly? Maybe expensive, sacrifice, or loss. It may have a negative connotation, but costliness is actually a beautiful word. Sure, there are costly things that we don't like in our lives, like paying taxes or having to work extra hours during the weekend. But we have many beautiful things that are costly too. Take a newborn baby, for example. As a new parent, it costs you your sleep, your energy, your social life, etc. But because you love your baby, you don't necessarily view it as a cost. So costliness is a beautiful word. King David illustrates what costly worship looks like in 2 Samuel. In this passage, King David follows the Lord's commandments to purchase a threshing floor to build an altar for God. Threshing floors were used to separate grain from the chaff during harvest season. They were extremely important and vital to the harvest and thus to the lives of the people. The threshing floor was absolutely essential to have food on the table. So King David approaches Arunah, the Jebusite king, and asks him to purchase his threshing floor for the Lord. Arunah bows down with his face on the ground and offers up his threshing floor for free. He even adds all these bonus items, an oxen for the burnt offering, threshing sledges, and yokes for the oxen for wood. Remember, threshing floors were vital to the livelihood for these people. So what immense generosity we see here. But King David, in verse 24 to 25, says, "No, but I will buy it from you for a price. I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing." This is the land that David was buying for God. In fact, this threshing floor would be the same place that would later become the temple that King Solomon built for God. So why did King David refuse Arunah's gift? Why did he insist on purchasing it at a full price? Not for free, not at a discount, but the complete price. Again, he says, "I won't offer the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing." Well, the definition of worship is this: to give expression to the worth of God. David insisting on paying the full price for the threshing floor was an expression of himself wanting to dedicate himself fully to God. And this is especially important in light of yesterday's devotional where we saw David's sin, repenting, and coming back. So he wants to really fully dedicate himself fully once again. Love means giving the best of yourself and the best that you have. The more we love, cherish, or value someone or something, the more we are willing to give. For example, that's why we pay more money for a smartphone than an old flip phone. When I first got my first paycheck from my first adult job out of college, I took my parents out to a nice restaurant. I had never paid that much money for food in my life prior to that day. Was this costly? Well, yes and no. Yes, because I was expending a good chunk of money. However, I didn't view it as a cost because I wanted to give back to my parents who have supported me for my entire life. I wanted to pay. I wanted to have this nice dinner cost more than a fast food meal. I freely wanted and chose to have this greater expenditure because of the love and respect I have for my parents. Although I gave, I was not in lack. So what can we give to God? There are so many things, but there are two things in particular that we can all apply in our lives today: time and attention. Time and attention are related. It's possible to give time without attention. In fact, we do that all the time. Maybe you sat through a meeting at work. You were physically there, but mentally checked out. On the other hand, it's possible to give attention, but not time. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, especially as we live in such a busy city. But few things are a substitute for time. Time allows us to create memorable moments with the people we love. And as Christianity is all about having a personal love relationship with Jesus, the same rules apply. Time allows us to create memories to grow in intimate moments with Him. Time and attention allows us to grow in our relationship with God. And that's why worship is a love relationship. God doesn't need our worship, but He loves when we come to Him in worship. It's not a formula where you calculate how much cost you should give, but again, it's a love relationship. Costly worship is driven by love, not by obligation or fear. He wants a relationship with us. Even in our earthly relationships, cost is not a prerequisite or precursor, but it's something that naturally comes up as we grow in relationship with others. We want to give our absolute best to those we love. And in fact, God gave His absolute best for us. He did not give us His second best, but His only Son, Jesus, who powerfully demonstrated the unconditional love of God on the cross. Speaking of time and attention, God always gives us His time. I love how He doesn't have office hours where we can only call Him on certain times, but He has, even before we were born, thought of us and loved us. And God always gives us His attention. When we pray, He is 100% attentive, always listening, and even hears the silent groanings of our heart. And for people who see this clearly, all of a sudden, the cost of worship doesn't become a cost anymore. There's nothing that I can give to God that He hasn't already given me with overflow. This is why when I took my parents out to dinner, I knew it was so small and minuscule in comparison to everything they've done for me. There's nothing I could have given them that could even match what they had given me my whole life. So brothers and sisters, God has given us the best of Himself through Jesus Christ, and all we need to do is receive Him. And those that receive the love of God can begin to return this gift of love to our amazing Father. Let's pray. God, we thank You for Your word that just illuminates how costly worship is a beautiful thing, and how, God, You did this for us. You gave Your Son Jesus so that we may have life. I pray, God, that You would help us to give You costly worship, things that, whether it's time and attention or something else, that You would help us to release control and to give You the worship that You deserve. So I pray that You would work in our hearts today. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.